ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. అథాతోను ప్రశ్నాః ఉత విద్వానమం లోకం ప్రేత్య కశ్చన గచ్చతి. ఆహో విద్వానమం లోకం ప్రేత్య కశ్చిత్ సమశ్నుతః శోకామయత బహుశ్యాం ప్రజాయేయేతి సతపోతప్యత సతపస్తప్త్వా ఇదగం సర్వమసృజత యదితం కించ తత్ సృష్ట్వా తదేవానుప్రావిశత్ తదనుప్రవిశ్య సచ్చత్యచ్చాభవత్. నిరుక్తం చ నిరుక్తం చ నిలయనం చ నిలయనం చ విజ్ఞానం చ విజ్ఞానం చ సత్యం చ నృతం చ సత్యమభవత్. యదితం కించ తత్ సత్యమిత్యాచక్షతే తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. సో ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ వి సా అప్ టు దిస్ పోర్షన్ సత్యం చ అనృతం చ సత్యం అభవత్. వి సా ది అనుప్రవేశ శృతి ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ సెమినార్ దట్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ రియాలిటీ పారమార్థికం సత్యం అలోన్ మానిఫెస్ట్ యాస్ బోత్ ది ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ రియాలిటీ అండ్ ది సబ్జెక్టివ్ రియాలిటీ. నౌ హ్యావింగ్ గివన్ ఎ లిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ లైక్ నిలయనం అనిలయనం చ విజ్ఞానం అవిజ్ఞానం చ సో ఆల్ దాట్ థింగ్ the upanishad says in short editam kincha everything is brahman alone became. So again we should understand the word became, that should be within inverted commas as we said earlier. Became eva became, entry eva entry, similarly became also became eva became. Just as the rope became the snake, there was no snake at all, rope became a snake. Became means as it were, as though. Therefore, the Upanishad concludes, Tat Satyam Iti Achakshate. Therefore, that Brahman is said to be the Paramarthika Satyam, the absolute reality. Iti Achakshate. That is how the Rishis or the scriptures have declared. And Tadapyesha Shloko Bhavati. In regard to this also, there is this following Rig Mantra. We saw up to this portion in the last webinar. So in regard to what? Brahman itself manifesting as the creation. There is this Rig Mantra quotation. And the Rig Mantra clarifies, and that we will read. Asadva idam agra asit tato vaisada jayata tadasmanag swayam akuruta tasmat sat tat sukrita muchyata iti. So this is the Rig Mantra. And the conclusion of the Rig Mantra is indicated by Iti. So it is within quotes. So the mantra says, Idam agre asat asit. Idam agre asat asit. This entire universe, agre, before its creation, the entire universe before its creation was in the form of asat. Asat means avyaktam. In unmanifest form. Before creation, this entire universe was in unmanifest form. In this context, actually, asat does not mean non-existence. Asat does not mean, but avyaktam, avyakritam, bija rupam, nirvikalpaka rupam, prakriti rupam, we can say all those things. So the whole creation was in unmanifest form. And this form consists of actually two aspects. Actually, one is two amshas. Aspect means two amshas. The first amsha is the Brahma amsa, the Shuddham Brahma. And the second aspect is the Nama Rupas in potential form called Maya. We have already defined this earlier. All the Nama Rupas in potential form. So that is Asat is nothing but Brahman plus Maya. Brahman Maya coupled is Asat here. And this is called avyaktam because Brahman also is imperceptible and also Maya. both Brahman and Maya are both imperceptible, and so the Ishvara, which is the Brahman Maya couple, also is unmanifest at this time before creation. So the Upanishad says, idam jagate, this universe was in unmanifest form agre. Agre means srishte purvam, before srishti, before creation. Then what happened? Tataha vai, from the Ishvara alone, from that Ishvara alone, that is with the Brahman Maya coupled, Brahman Maya Sagitam Brahma alone. These are all different names actually. We should understand them clearly. We should not get confused. Sometimes we use the word Brahman. Brahman called the world. Sometimes Ishvara. Ishvara created. Brahman created. All that thing we said. So it might confuse. So whenever creation is talked about, it is only Maya Sahitam Brahma or Sagunam Brahma, Sopadikam Brahma. All these things are all Ishvara. All these are only synonyms. And that alone is called here as Asat. Tataha. From that Asat, the Sagunam Brahma, the Ishvara, what happened? Sat Ajayata. Sat means this Karya Prapancham, this universe, which is the Karyam, this visible manifest universe was born. So what we have to specially notice here, the word Sat does not refer to the Sachidananda Atma at all. Here it means Karya Prapanchaha. One has to be careful here while reading the Upanishad, because each word will have different meanings depending on the context. If you read with the dictionary, it will be always confusing only. Even for those people who have attended our Tattvabodha webinars, there, you know, Tattvabodha we just finished, there we defined Sat as what? Sat Kim Trikale Api Tishtati Iti Sat. That is what we said there. If you have forgotten, then there is no problem. But if you remember that, then there is a problem, because then we will apply the same Sat here, which is not correct. Here it says Sat Ajayata, whereas we have learned in Tattvabodha is Trikale Api Tishtati. So when something is going to be in all the three domains of time, where is a question of its birth sometime? So here Sat does not mean the Sat of Tattvabodha that was defined earlier, but here Sat means Karya Prapanchaha, the manifest universe. And why the universe is connected, Upanishad should be, why should it be so confusing like that? It can use the same meaning everywhere, right? Why Karyam is called Sat and Karanam is called Asat? Actually, it should be the reverse. Karanam should be Sat and Karyam should be Asat. But why the universe says that way? It should be actually, because the reason is, when anything is in the Karana form, we don't know it is there. When anything is in the causal form, we do not know it is there. For example, when the tree is in the seed form, in the Bija Rupam, under the ground, you don't know it at all. So far as we are concerned, it appears as though tree is non-existent, even though it is in the seed form under the ground. And therefore, Karanam is called Asat. In this case, Karanam is called Asat for that reason. When they take, for example, if they take census of people, every time they take census of people before elections and all, do they take into account the baby in the womb of the mother? They don't. They do not take it, even though it is very much Sat. The baby in the mother of the womb is very much Sat. It is taken as if it is Asat. The counting is done when? Only when the child comes out as a manifest being. Till that time, the child is not taken into as accounting. So, Sataha Vai. Sat means Sat here. The Karya Prapanchaha Vai. Ajayata was born. It was born. And again, we should understand here, when we say Karya Prapancha was born, it is not actually a new thing that is born. We have to always remember that. But that Asat alone, by modification, is appearing as Karya Prapancha, this universe. Previously, Maya and Brahman were avyaktam, and what happened then? The Maya modifies and throws out all the nama rupas, all the names and forms. The Maya modifies and throws them out, and when the nama rupas were thrown out, it became visible. They were manifest, it became visible. ಸೊ ದ ಡಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ನಾಮರೂಪ ನಾಮರೂಪ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ನಾಮರೂಪ ಅವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಮಾಯಾ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ದಿ ಮಾಯಾ ಇನ್ ಡಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟ್ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಾಂಚಸ್ ದ ಲೀವ್ಸ್ ದ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಟ್ರಂಕ್ ದ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ ವರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ವರ್ ಆಲ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ And when they get thrown away, not only we see the leaf, even we see the finer lines in the leaf. Remember, they were very much there in the seed. We should note that all the time, they were all in dormant form in the seed. So, avyakrita namarupa becomes vyakrita namarupa. So, maya has become vyaktam as prapancha, manifest and visible as the prapancha, as this universe. Then how does Brahman become Vyaktam? Maya became Vyaktam. How does Brahman become Vyaktam? In the form of Chit Abhasaha. So Jiva Rupena Vyakti Bhavati. In the form of Chit Abhasa, the reflected consciousness. That's what we said in the previous webinar. So Maya, the Prapancha Rupena Vyakti Bhavati and Brahma Jiva Rupena. Maya becomes manifest as the world. And Brahman becomes manifest as what? As you and me. We should not say, we should not look anywhere else. It is as you and me, it becomes manifest. So, tat atmanak, tat atmanagis swayam akuruta. When this Ishvara or Sagunam Brahma wanted to create the world, when he wanted to create the world, and where did the Ishvara go for the raw material? He has nowhere else to go actually. He had nowhere to go also. Ishvara has got Maya within himself. So out of Maya, he can throw away. So the raw material was himself, the Lord himself. And also the intelligent principle also was what? The Lord himself. The Nimitta Karanam. So the Upadana Karanam, the material cause was the Lord. And Nimitta Karanam, the instrumental cause, our intelligent principle also was the Lord. So, Swam Pradhanyena Nimittam Bhavati and Upadhi Pradhanyena Upadhanancha Bhavati. So, Pradhanyena Nimittam Bhavati. By himself, he became the Nimitta Karanam also. And by himself, he became the Upadhana Karanam also. By its own intelligence as the Nimitta Karanam and by its Maya Upadhi, as the Upadana Karanam, Ishvara is Karta. And what is the object? Ishvara is Karma. So he converts himself. The subject also is the Lord. The object, the creation also is the Lord. Then what about the instrument? The subject is the Lord. The object also is the universe, the Lord. And what is the instrument? If he has to make, for example, if he have to make a desk, the subject is the carpenter. And the material cause, the object, the one that is to be created is the wood. And he needs an instrument called the chisel. So if all three are there, the karta, karma and karanam, then only the srishti, namely the desk, can come up. So in the case of Ishvara, all these three are himself alone. So atma, atmanam and atmana srijati. Atma here means karta, atmanam refers to karma, and atmana refers to karanam, the instrument. All are Brahman only. So the Upanishad says, tad brahma, atmanam swayam akurutha. That Brahman created himself swayam. Swayam indicates without the help of any instrument. He did it himself. Swayam, so sadhanantara sahayam vina. So without any association, any help of any instrument, he did it. And Swayam also indicates Karanam. The instrument also is himself. Atmanam indicates Karma. Karma is also himself. And Tad indicates the Karta. Karta also is the Lord. And we should not ask here, how is it possible? Because daily, during dream, we are doing this every day. We create the dream world ourselves. And with what material? Our own resources only. And what is the instrument? Sankalpa matrena sarvam srishtam. We have to just only hit the bed and sleep. That's it. Everything just evolves as dream. So if we the very local, limited Alpajnaha individual can create a huge dream, why can't the Lord, the most powerful Maya Shakti, can create this world at all? It can. So tasmat, since Ishvara himself created himself by himself, the creation is called Sukritam iti uchyate. Sukritam, a well-done creation. Sukritam, Sukritam. Shankaracharya actually gives another meaning also for this. Swayam kritam iti sukritam. So, sukritam means well-done. Also, swayam kritam, it is self-done and also well-done. It is self-done, swayam kritam. When it is done by oneself, the value goes up generally. For example, when I go to someone's house for food or something, they all say, oh, all the food are all homemade. We ourselves made it. It is not brought from some, chapati is not brought from some Indian store here. It is all made by ourselves. So they are all sukritam iti uchyate. So actually there is a saying, it seems, if you want to do something very well, you do it yourself. So there is all do it yourself. That is why Ishvara created all by himself. So with great care, which one, the wonderful nature that we all enjoy. So sukritam iti uchyate. Well done, self done. Iti. So this is the Rig Mantra. That shows the end of the Rig Mantra quotation. And this also Shankaracharya takes it another reason for the question Brahma Asti Vana. You know, we have already gone through this question there. If you remember, we mentioned 7 reasons are given by the Acharya for this question. Brahma Asti, for that, to support that claim, the Acharya is giving 7 reasons, and this is another reason. So Sukritattva Prasiddhe. Sukritattva Prasiddhe, since the world is famous as well done world, there must be a Sarvajnaha, Sarveshwaraha, Sarvashaktimate, that Brahma should be there. But really speaking, this cannot be taken as a separate reason at all. If you remember the previous reasons that we gave, already in the first and the third reason, we have said Brahman is Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam. Already they have been told earlier. And this Rig Mantra is only repeating the Nimitta Upadana Karanatvam of Brahman. So it need not be taken as a fresh reason, but still Shankaracharya, he takes it as the 4th reason. So we have seen all the 4 reasons now. Now let us go to the next reason we will read. Yadvaitat Sukritam Raso Vaisaha Rasagghye Vayam Labdvanandi Bhavati. So Shankaracharya takes this portion as the 5th reason. Giving the 5th reason for the question, is Brahman there or not there? Now again somebody's speaker phone.
Let me see
somebody's. I am seeing.
So we realized that only 2 was there, so it's gone for 20. Okay, but
somebody is talking to the speaker phone. I don't know who is that.
She's doing grand patents, something is left out. And doing benefit, something is like this.
Okay. Please turn on the speaker phone. I don't know, I'm hearing all crosstalks, conversations. Anyway, that is being recorded also. All right. So now, Shankaracharya takes this portion as the 5th reason. So, Jagat Karanatvat was the 1st reason. Then, Jiva Rupena Vartamanatvat, that is the 2nd reason. And Jagat Rupena Vasamanatvat, that is the 3rd reason. And Sukritattva Prasiddhe, that is the 4th reason. Now, the 5th reason he gives as Rasatva Prasiddhe. That is the 5th reason. So, Brahman is well known in this world as Ananda Swarupaha. Rasam means here Anandaha. So the Upanishad says, Yadvai Tat Sukritam Raso Vaisaha. That Brahman, who himself became this wonderful universe, he is Rasaha Vai. He is indeed Rasam. Rasam means Anandaha. It is not dinner time to think of any other Rasam. Rasam here means Anandaha. And Ananda is experienced by all people. And no one can say that Ananda is not there. Ananda nasti. Nobody can say that, because Ananda is always there. Even the poorest beggar, he would have experienced Ananda when someone unexpectedly puts maybe a $10 bill. Normally, he gets only a quarter or a dime, maybe a dollar. So there is no person in the world who has not experienced happiness. When he suddenly gets a dollar bill that he did not expect, he becomes happy. Even in Naraka, somebody goes to Naraka. Suppose he meets his friend. Together they did all kinds of questionable things, bad things when they were alive. And both end up in Naraka. They did not know it first. But after some time they happen to meet, even if both have to go for some punishment together, whatever it is. Even at that time, there will be some ananda that they could meet each other. Just like when our power goes in the house, we naturally look out whether our neighbor also has power cut. He also has no power. So that is some happiness. So even in dukkham, there is some ananda. So what we say is, ananda is prasiddham and Brahman is also, Brahman is anandaha. So Brahma asti, ananda rupena anubhuyamanatvat. Ananda rupena anubhuyamanatvat, Brahma asti. Then one might argue here, how do you say that the ananda is Brahman's ananda? Because we may say ananda, we may attribute to some vishayas. Everyone experiences ananda, but the ananda comes mostly from the vishayas only, the sense objects only. The beggar became happy because of the money he got. And so money is the source of ananda for him. So we can say mani asti, how can we say Brahma asti? That question might come to people. So ananda is all right. How do we say ananda proves Brahman? Because that was Acharya's claim. How do we say ananda proves Brahman? It proves only the vishayas, the sense object, one might argue perhaps. For that the Vedantin says again, no. When we experience ananda through vishayas, through all sense objects, the ananda does not belong to the vishayas at all. Actually, we went through this discussion earlier also. It is only Brahmananda that is manifested through the vishayas, the sense objects. Vishayas are only like mirrors. We should remember from our detailed discussion of the Anandamaya Kosha. Ananda vishayas are only, they produce only the three vrittis, the Priya Vritti, the Moda Vritti, and the Pramoda Vritti. And it is Atmananda that is reflected in them. So every ananda is only Brahmananda or Atmananda only in its reflected form because of the sense objects or the vishayas. And why do we say it as Vishayananda? Because the very same vishaya is in the hands of others also. We don't call it Vishayananda for another reason. The same vishaya, the same sense object, for example, the same $10 bill, if that is the source of ananda, how many people have got the same $10 bill? There are so many people who have that, but they do not get that ananda. Because, so vishaya cannot be the source of ananda at all. All children, for example, jump for all kinds of music, the pop music, the jazz music. Whereas every parent, they say, oh, they make so much of noise. So what is the source of happiness for the children? The parents, they don't have the happiness. They always complain. So the happiness cannot be attributed to vishayas, the sense objects, because ananda is not its nature. Ananda is just as what? For example, if you take fire, it is hot to all people, at all places, at all times. Fire is hot at all the times towards all people and also all the places. So we say heat is the nature of fire. Similarly, if you take ananda as the nature of vishayas, sense objects, then the vishayas must give happiness to all people, at all places, at all times. But vishayas do not contain even an iota of ananda. And ananda's only source is Brahmananda only, or Atmananda. So it is prasiddham. It is famous, seen everywhere. Okay. So last one more point also we can see here. Let us assume that sense objects, vishayas, they give ananda, hypothetically. Let us make an assumption that they give ananda. If so, in the case of a person who sleeps, he enjoys also. Sukham aham aswaptam. The person says, you know, na kinchit avedisham. When you have a nice sleep, we have perfect ananda. We are very happy. If it is ananda, no one, if it is no ananda at all, no one would like to go to bed at all. If there is no ananda in sleep, nobody will go to bed at all. For example, many people do not want to go to office on Mondays. After 2 days of rest, they don't want to go to office on Mondays because office doesn't seem to be a source of happiness to them. So if sleep is not going to be a source of happiness, then they will not go to bed at all. No one complains about going to bed and sleep. Why? Sushaptav anandaha anubhuyate. That ananda is from which object at that time? When people enjoy happiness during sleep, that ananda comes from which source? It is not coming from any vishayas at all. No sense objects. It must be attributed to Atmananda only or Brahmananda only. So Shankaracharya, he says in Vivek Chudamani, Yaha Sushaptavum Nirvishaya Atmanandaha Anubhuyate Shruti Pratyakshamai Tihyam Am Anumanam Cha Jagrati. He says in Vivek Chudamani, therefore Sushupti Ananda is Brahmananda alone. Whatever joy we experience during deep sleep, that is only Brahmananda. And another point also, if we argue that in Sushupti there is no ananda at all, it is only a blank state. It is Sushupti, deep slate. At least in the dream state, I have dreams. Some dreams I may have which are good dreams, I may enjoy. But in deep sleep, there is nothing. It is only a blank state. People might argue. Then we will take the example here of a jnani who is extremely happy with himself. Krishna calls it Atmanyevam Atmana Tushtaha. And who does not have any, this jnani does not have any Vishayananda at all. He has no sense objects at all. Then that jnani's ananda comes from where? It is not because of any Vishayas. Actually, Shankaracharya wrote 5 shlokas called Kaupina Panchakam. Of a jnani who does not have any possession at all, not even a good vastram to wear. He has only kaupinam. If he sits under a tree without any hut also, he doesn't have even a hut. He sits under a tree and he enjoys. And that ananda comes from where to him? It has to be ananda, his own nature, which is called Atmananda or Brahmananda. So raso vai saha. Saha. Saha means Paramatma is indeed Rasaha, Ananda Swarupaha. Rasaha means Ananda Swarupaha. And Rasam hi eva ayam labdva anandi bhavati. Every person becomes happy. How? Rasam labdva. By getting this Brahmananda alone. So Brahmananda is well known for a jnani, experienced by a sleeper. Is known to all people as Vishayananda in reflected form. We should be careful. Should be as known as Vishayananda in reflected form. So rasa prasiddehe or ananda prasiddehe ananda rupa prasiddhatvad brahma asti. Shankaracharya connects this and say Brahman is there because rasa prasiddehe ananda prasiddehe it is there. So this is the 5th reason Acharya declares, and now we will go to the 6th reason. In the next section, we will read. Ko heva anyakranyate yadesha akasha anando nasyate yesha heva anandayati. In this portion, the 6th reason is given by the Acharya. Brahma asti karananam cheshta darshanat. That is the reason. Brahma asti karananam cheshtam darshanat. Because all our organs, they are all functioning, there must be Brahman. All our organs, because they are all functioning, there must be Brahman. And what is the idea here? If any instrument must intelligently function, there must be a conscious principle governing it. This is the idea. If it is, for example, a mechanical action, we may say it is a machine. But even if there is a machine, there must be a person to operate that machine. So achetanam requires the guidance of chetanam. That is the rule. So what? The chetanam ది అధిష్ఠితం తత్ అచేతనం ప్రవర్తతే సపోర్టెడ్ బై ఎ చేతన తత్వం ఎ కాన్షియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ అచేతన వస్తు క్యాన్ ఫంక్షన్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఏ టోటలీ యునో ఆటోమేటెడ్ కార్ విచ్ క్యాన్ సెన్స్ డైరెక్షన్స్ పీపుల్ ట్రాఫిక్ అండ్ ఆల్ అండ్ డ్రైవ్ స్టిల్ దర్ షుడ్ బి అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ దాట్ మేక్స్ దాట్ థింగ్ డ్రైవ్ సో దట్ షుడ్ బి దేర్ సో వెన్ వీ అనలైజ్ దాట్ ద బాడీ ఆల్సో ఈస్ మేడప్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాటర్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ పాంచ భౌతిక శరీరం బాడీ ఈస్ ఆల్సో మేడప్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ బాడీ బీయింగ్ ఎ మెటీరియల్ సింప్లీ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఇట్స్ అన్ అసెంబ్లీ ఆఫ్ స్పేర్ పార్ట్స్ టు బి ఆనెస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ కెన్ చేంజ్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ఎవరీ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బాడీ సో మెనీ ట్రాన్స్ప్లాంట్స్ దిస్ దాట్ అండ్ ఆల్ హ్యాపనింగ్ టుడే సో ఇట్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ అండ్ వాట్ అబౌట్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఓకే బాడీ యూ టాక్ అబౌట్ ద స్థూల శరీరం గ్రాస్ బాడీ హౌ అబౌట్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీరం మైండ్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో మేడప్ ఆఫ్ ద సేమ్ ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో పాంచభౌతికం ఓన్లీ ద ఓన్లీ డిఫరెన్స్ ఈస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది సూక్ష్మ కండిషన్ సటిల్ మ్యాటర్ ఇంపర్సెప్టిబుల్ ఇన్విజిబుల్ యాక్చువల్లీ యాజ్ అ సైంటిస్ట్ దే టాక్ అబౌట్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ ఎనర్జీ దే టాక్ అబౌట్ మ్యాటర్ మ్యాటర్ ఇస్ స్థూలం ద గ్రాస్ ఫామ్ అండ్ ఎనర్జీ ఇస్ ద సూక్ష్మం ద సటిల్ ఫామ్ బోత్ ఆర్ ఎసెన్షియలీ సేమ్ యాక్చువల్లీ బట్ బోత్ ఆర్ ఎసెన్షియలీ సేమ్ ఇన్ వాట్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ వ్యూ బోత్ ఆర్ సేమ్ బోత్ ఆర్ జడం బోత్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఇనర్ట్ బోత్ ఆర్ పాంచభౌతికం ఓన్లీ ఇన్ నేచర్ సో ది జడ స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీర ఈస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ దిస్ బాడీ విచ్ ఈస్ ద కాంప్లెక్స్ ఆఫ్ బోత్ ది స్థూల శరీరం సూక్ష్మ శరీరం దిస్ ఫంక్షన్స్ యాజ్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ది మౌత్ టాక్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ వాంట్స్ టు టాక్ ది నోస్ స్మెల్స్ ద ఇయర్స్ హియర్స్ ది ఐ సీ దే ఆల్ డూ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే వాంట్ టు డూ దే కెన్ డూ సో దర్ మస్ట్ బి సంథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ ద స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీరం విచ్ పర్వేట్స్ ఇట్ విచ్ యాక్టివేట్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ విచ్ గవర్న్స్ ఇట్ సో దిస్ బాడీ కంప్రైసింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది స్థూల సూక్ష్మ శరీరాస్ ఇస్ గవర్న్డ్ బై ఇస్ యాక్టివేటెడ్ బై పర్వేడెడ్ బై అనదర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ అండ్ దాట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ మస్ట్ బి చేతనం ఫర్ దిస్ అచేతనం బాడీ మైండ్ దర్ షుడ్ బి ఎ చేతన వస్తు దట్ ఎన్లివన్స్ ఇట్ సో దట్ చేతన తత్వం ఈస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మన్ చైతన్యం బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ దట్ చేతన తత్వం బికాస్ ఆఫ్ విచ్ దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈస్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్లీ కాన్షియస్లీ బట్ ద ఉపనిషత్ పుట్స్ ఇట్ ఇన్ అ నెగటివ్ ఫామ్ హియర్ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ సేయింగ్ దట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ దిస్ బాడీ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఇట్ పుట్స్ ఇట్ ఇన్ అ నెగటివ్ ఫామ్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఇఫ్ ద ఆత్మా వెర్ నాట్ దేర్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ వుడ్ నాట్ బి ఫంక్షనింగ్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇఫ్ ద ఆత్మా వెర్ నాట్ దేర్ దిస్ బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రాస్ బాడీ స్థూల శరీరం అండ్ దిస్ సటిల్ బాడీ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం వుడ్ నాట్ బి ఫంక్షనింగ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెట్ హియర్ సో వీ విల్ సీ ఫస్ట్ ద సెకండ్ సెంటెన్స్ ద వన్ దట్ వీ రెడ్ జస్ట్ నౌ యదేష ఆకాశ ఆనందో నస్యాత్ హియర్ ద వర్డ్ ఆనంద ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు ఆత్మన్ ఆర్ బ్రహ్మాత్మ అండ్ ఆకాశ రెఫర్స్ టు ది హృదయ ఆకాశ ది ఇన్నర్ స్పేస్ ది ఇన్నర్ స్పేస్ ది హృదయ ఆకాశ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ యూ స్ప్లిట్ ఇట్ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఆకాశే అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ సంధి రూల్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ గివన్ లైక్ దిస్ హియర్ సో ఇట్స్ నాట్ డోంట్ ఇఫ్ పీపుల్ హూ హ్యావ్ టెక్స్ట్ హియర్ డూ నాట్ థింక్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అ ప్రింటింగ్ మిస్టేక్ ఆర్ ఎనీథింగ్ దట్స్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ గివన్ సో యద్ ఇఫ్ ఇన్ ద హృదయ ఆకాశ దిస్ బ్రహ్మాత్మ వర్ నాట్ దేర్ దెన్ వాట్ వుడ్ హ్యాపన్ దట్స్ ద క్వశ్చన్ కహ అన్యాత్ అండ్ కహ ప్రాణ్యాత్ who will do breathing in and who will do breathing out who will do that if the ananda atma were not there in the body which individual will breathe out and breathe in which individual will survive as a living being at all only that person will be an inert matter if this is not there so shankaracharya he connects tasmat therefore since the material principle the body functions as though it is conscious there must be a conscious principle different from the body That is what Shankaracharya concludes. There should be a conscious principle different from the body. Or for example, if you take the Ramayana story, Sugriva, the brother of Vali, he was very badly hurt and he was thrown out by Vali the previous day in a fight. And in the very next day, the Sugriva comes and challenges Vali for a fight. And Vali foolishly, he said, I am going to now today kill him and finish him off. I am going to go and engage him in a fight. But at that time, his wife Tara, she comes and tells Vali, do not go. Because yesterday only, this guy was driven out. We all know he doesn't have enough powers to fight you. In spite of it, he has come today and he is challenging you. That means there should be some other additional power. There should be some other Shakti there that this guy have. There should be a different factor that should be making him to do that. So do not go. So this is called actually inference. So similarly, this also is also Panchabhautikam, this body, mind complex. It is not much different from this desk. So what is the plus point in this body-mind complex compared to the desk, which is not there in the desk? This has life and is called Chaitanyam or Chetana Tattvam. This has. That is what Upanishad says here. So Brahma Asti Jada Karya Karnanam Cheshta Darshanath. Karyam is body. Karanam is mind. Antakaranam, mind. Since the inert body and organs, they function intelligently. Brahma Asti. We are able to perceive their functions. Cheshta Darshanath. So because of this, Karanam, the Karyam and the Karanam, they all function intelligently. We conclude Brahma Asti. So the difference between the previous point and this is what? Previously, Ananda Rupena Brahma Asti. Here it is, Chaitanya Rupena Brahma Asti. That is the difference. There it is Anandaha, here it is Chit, the conscious principle. That is the only difference between these two. So this Brahmatma alone, Anandayati, pleases, fulfills, they all to be, fulfills all people. That is to be understood. Anandayati means fulfills, pleases. In fact, Yesha Heva Anandayati, actually that will fit better with the previous portion. Actually, we just read. So Raso Vaisaha. It will fit better there. Yesha Heva Anandayati would be better there. But here also we can say, because of Chaitanya alone, a person can enjoy happiness. Table can never become happy. Whereas a person can enjoy happiness because of the presence of Chaitanya. With this actually, the sixth reason also is given by Acharya. He connected it and gave the sixth reason. Now comes the second, seventh reason and the final reason, which we'll read.
Yada hye vaishaye tasminna drishye anatmye anirukte anilayane abhayam pratishtam vindate ataso bhayangato bhavati. Yada hye vaishaye tasminnudaramantaram kurute atatasya bhayam bhavati. Tatveva bhayam vidusho manvanasya tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Here the Upanishad says, Brahman alone is the source of fear and the source of fearlessness also. The source of fear and the source of fearlessness. Normally, we find actually two categories of people in the world. The fearful people and the fearless people. Shankaracharya connects actually. He says, tasmat, tasmat, Brahma asti. Because in the world, we see fearful people and fearless people. Because of that, Brahma asti, Brahman should be there. Brahma asti, bhaya, abhaya, hetutvat. That is the seventh reason. Brahman is there because it is the source of fear and the source of fearlessness also for people. Then we may wonder, how can the same Brahman be the source of both fear and fearlessness? Because it is opposites. Because they are all paraspara viruddham. They both are opposite. So how the same Brahman can be the source of both? How is it possible? The reason is very simple. For those who know Brahman as it is, that is most important. ఫార్ దోస్ హూ నో బ్రహ్మన్ యాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్, ఫార్ దెమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ అ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్, అభయ హేతు. ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, వెన్ ది వెరీ సేమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ రాంగ్లీ అండర్స్టూడ్, నాట్ అండర్స్టూడ్ యాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బట్ రాంగ్లీ అండర్స్టూడ్, దెన్ ద సేమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ బికమ్స్ ఎ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్. ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ ట్రూ? ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, వీ కెన్ హ్యావ్ మెనీ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ద రోప్ అండ్ స్నేక్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, రోప్ ఇస్ అ సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ ఆర్ ఫియర్లెస్నెస్? యాక్చువల్లీ ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, వెన్ ఐ డోంట్ సీ ద రోప్ ఆస్ అ రోప్, when I misunderstood the rope as a snake, then it is a source of fear. When I see the rope as rope, when I have understood that it is a rope, when it is misunderstood, it becomes a cause of fear. But when it is correctly understood, it is not a cause of fear at all. We should not say here that the snake is source of fear, because we have to be careful, because there was no snake and snake at all. There was only rope, there was no snake at all. So we should say that the misunderstood rope, the rope that is misunderstood, that causes fear, and the understood rope, the rope that is well correctly understood, that causes fearlessness. We can give actually similarly thousands of examples in the world. We go through even day-to-day experiences of similar kinds. So in the case of Brahman also, what is the nature of Brahman? Brahman is Advitiyam, Purnam, Anandam, Nityam, Shuddham. They are all the attributes of Brahman. So Brahman is Abhaya Hetuhu, because it is identical with me. Advitiyam, when we say Advayam, should not different from me. It is not different from me at all. It is non-dual. It is not away from me. It is identical with me. So not only that, it is Nityaha, Shuddhaha, Muktaha, Paripurnaha, Sachidananda Swarupaha. That is that Brahman. On the other hand, when the Brahman is not understood properly, the Advayam Brahman is wrongly taken as Sadvayam Brahman. Sadvayam, Advayam and Sadvayam. We make a division in Brahman. And the division is broadly made, it actually to be three divisions actually. The Jiva, the Jagat and Ishvara. So we consider, we think these three things are separately existing. The same non-dual Brahman, the Advayam Brahman, is wrongly divided into Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara Rupena, Trividam. That is how it is understood. So what? Because of that, what happens? All problems, they are all due to that only. Once I make that distinction, then all problems like Raga, Dvesha, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mata, Matsarya, all problems, they all start in the division. How do we prove it? Sushuptav. Again, we have to go to deep sleep. In the deep sleep state, there is no Jiva, Jagat, Beda at all. And we are blissfully happy. There is no Kama, Krodha, none of those things at all. The moment I wake up, then the division starts. Then the worry continues. Worry starts again. All problems also come. That is the duality. In duality, there is fear. In non-duality, there is no fear. In duality, there is fear. So, dvaidabhihi bayam bhavati. Upanishad always says. So, jiva jagat beda creates tension, creates fear, creates anxiety. Okay, what about jiva ishvara beda? Okay, jiva and jagat beda creates this. What about jiva and ishvara beda? If there is difference between these two, will that give me security? We can ask that question. According to Vedanta, even Jiva Ishvara Beda does not give you security at all. It can give only seeming security. Just as the world gives us a seeming security, this Jiva Ishvara Beda also can give us a seeming security only, but not real security at all. Once I see them different, what is the definition of Ishvara now actually? Shrishti, Sthiti, they both are good. Srishti is good, Vastiti is good, but he is also Layakarta, the very same Ishvara who protected me. What he has to do also? Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravriddha lokan samahartum iha pravriddha tam shtrakaralani mayani kani. In Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, in Krishna says, you know, the same Ishvara alone becomes Yamaha. Yamadharmaraja, out of whole, or the whose clutches nobody can escape. Everybody has to finally get caught in the clutches of Yamadharmaraja. So the Ishvara, who is different from me, will keep me mortal only all the time. I will never gain immortality at all. Only an Ishvara who is identical with me can give me immortality. Ishvara who is different from me can never give me immortality. So neither Jagat nor Ishvara who is different from me can be a source of security. And so both of them are Bhaya Hetuhu only, cause of fear. So where there is Jiva Jagat Ishvara Bedaha, that person will be a miserable samsari. He will be mortal, he will be miserable samsari. So when they merge into one Brahman, then there will be no second thing at all to be afraid of. There is no second thing to cause insecurity in me. It will be Abhaya Hetuhu. So Bhaya Hetuhu and Abhaya Hetuhu. For a jnani, there is no second thing at all. Then we should not ask the question, does it mean that he does not see the world at all? Jnani, there is no second thing, means does not see the world. It is only, he sees it as only as a shadow. Brahman's shadow, which is mithya. Mithya, you know. So it does not have mithya vastu, does not have reality. So an unreal second thing cannot cause any problem to anybody, like a shadow. So Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya, Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. So once I know, I alone am everything, is only, all other things are only Nama Rupa superimposed on me. When I have that knowledge, I have no fear at all. So according to Vedanta, fearlessness is possible only by Brahma Jnanam. That is the only way by which fearlessness can a person can gain. So Abhayam Pratishtitam Vindate. That is what is said here. Yada. That means when. Yeshaha. Yeshaha refers to this jnani, this wise person, this jignyasu, this person. Pratishtitam Vindate. He gets established in. Established in what? Brahmani. Brahmani, in Brahman, that we have to supply. What happens to him? Ataha saha abhayam gato bhavati. Ataha saha abhayam gato bhavati. Then he attains fearlessness, abhayam. When the person gets established in Brahman, he attains fearlessness. That's what it says here. And what type of Brahman it is? Upanishad gives actually a list of adjectives here. Adrishye, which is not drishyam, which is not perceptible. That is the literal meaning. Actually, Shankaracharya, he takes it as avikare. Adrishye, he takes it avikare. Since it is not perceptible, it is not an object. So it has no vikaras, no changes at all. So it is the changeless principle. So adrishye means avikare, changeless Brahman. Then anatmye. In this context, it means actually free from body. Atma refers to body here. So sharira rahitam. Anatmiya means sharira rahitam. Actually, not we deny all the three bodies, not just only the gross body. Sharira traya rahite ityartha. So it is all the three shariras. Then anirukte, that which is not, which will not have any definition, which is indefinable. Niruktam. Aniruktam. And finally, anilayane, which does not have any nilayanam. Nilayanam means support. Ashrayaha, adharam. It does not have any support at all. Because it is the support of everything, it is not supported by anything. That is Brahman. Support of everything. So if you take all the four words together, adrishye, anirukte, anilayane. So all these four words, if you take together, then it will finally means what? Advitiye Brahmani. So the Brahman, which is non-dual. There is no second thing at all. Advitiye Brahmani. That should be the second less. No second. So Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Beda cannot exist. So long as that exists, that will be a cause of fear. So this Jiva Jagat Ishvara cannot threaten me once I have this jnanam. Once I have this knowledge, it cannot threaten me. Therefore, Abhayam
pratishtitam vindate. When a person gets fearlessly established in Brahman, abhayam should be taken actually here adverbially. Here actually we use this verbiage, if we have to own a Brahman nature, we have to disown our worldly personality. What is our worldly personality? It's our ego. You know, ego is jivatvam. I cannot say I want both. I cannot say I want both the jnanam and also individuality, also both. Because jivatva means individuality, and also it is our relationships with people. All relationships, all people and the things, mamakara. Maintaining this relationship is possible only when I want to have my individuality. If individuality is not to be there, one cannot maintain all these relationships also. So generally, people hesitate to come to Brahmatvam at all. Can I have Brahma Bhavam with relationships? That's the question. I want to keep my mamakara. I want to keep all my friends and relatives and my children, wife, everybody. Can I have then Brahma Bhavam also, having this also together? That is why we say Brahma Bhavam requires renunciation of Jiva Bhava and all relationships coming with that also. I should become Asangaha. We have already seen this term earlier. Asangaha. As Shankaracharya says, na bandhu, na mitram, na guruhu, na sishyaha, na mata, na pita. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to have that kind of renunciation. That is why the Upanishad uses the word abhayam pratishtitam vindate. The one who comes to Brahma Bhava must have tremendous courage. For that person, atha saha abhayangato bhavati. He alone attains fearlessness. Actually, in the first line, yadahi eva. That eva is very important. Eva means the moment he gets established in Brahman, immediately he attains fearlessness. There is no time gap at all between jnana and moksha. There is not, for example, if you take a medicine for some illness, the medicine, it may take 24 hours, 48 hours to act on the body, on the system. Whereas here in case of jnanam, the moment one gets jnanam, immediately the person gets moksha. So jnana matrena, jnana sankalpam eva palam labhate. So that's it. Jnana, so samakalam eva, sam palam labhate for that person. And there is also another point we have to remember. The Upanishad says, when a person gets established in Brahman, that means what? Brahman is not another thing to get established. We have to understand that clearly. It is not, Brahman is not something else to get established. It is myself established in Brahma Jnanam. I have to understand that clearly. It is myself established in Brahma Jnanam. So Brahmanishta nama Brahma Jnana Nishta ityartha. Brahmanishta eva Brahma Jnana Nishta. So Brahman is abhaya hetuhu for wise people. The same Brahman can be a abhaya hetu for unwise people. So that is what, the same Upanishad actually says that the Brahman is abhaya hetu for ignorant people. It says abhaya hetu for wise people, for ignorant people, it is the abhaya hetu. So yadahi eva yeshaha. When this ignorant person, yetasmin udaram antaram kurute, sees udaram antaram, even a little bit of difference. Antaram means beda. Antaram means difference. And udaram is not stomach or anything here. Udaram means alpam api, little bit. Even if he has a little bit of difference, the beda between the jiva and Ishvara, then that person will have fear. Even if he has only little bit of difference in mind, that person also will have fear. Atha tasya bhayam bhavati. Then there will be only fear for him. Who is the cause of fear for him actually? Tastum evam bhayam. The very same Brahman becomes the source of fear. The same Brahman who is the source of fearlessness for a jnani becomes the source of fear for this unwise person who has only a little bit of, who has in his mind only a little bit of difference between Brahman and himself and the jiva. So the Brahman who is nirbhayam for the jnani, same Brahman becomes source of fear. Vidushaha. Actually, the Upanishad is joking here. For that wise man, the Vidushaha, for that wise man means what? Vidushaha means wise person. Here, wise man means ignorant person. For this ignorant person, or the one who is very, very learned in all other shastras. He is Vidushaha in all other shastras. Tarka, Vyakarana, Mimamsa. In all those things, he is very, very learned person. So, even the same Brahman becomes a source of fear for such a learned person also, if he has this Beda Buddhi. So, Amanvanasya, if he does not know Brahman, for that person who does not know Brahman, that Brahman becomes the source of fear. Tadapyesha shlokaha bhavati. Regarding this, there is a shloka also, which we will see in the next webinar. यो वेदादौ स्वरप्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु. नाउ वी कैन ओपन